Now, it is a well-known fact that the vast majority of Aboriginal communities across our north are closed to the general public, but that hasn't stopped a number of tourists travelling to clinics in remote communities seeking vaccinations and medication. To talk about this, earlier I spoke with the medical director at the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service, Dr. Lorraine Anderson.
So basically, look, we're certainly for CAMHS, we're seeing it more in our communities at Beagle Bay and Bidgidanga, and it's related to tourists coming into those communities, despite the fact that the communities are closed, and despite the fact that there's good signage at the entrance to the communities to say that they're closed. So, there's tourists who are just coming into those communities, not only to be tourists, but also to access our clinics and to access medical care. So they're asking for things like COVID vaccines, flu vaccines. Occasionally they ask for medication, and occasionally they come in with minor illnesses. Now, we want to be really clear that that when these people come into the communities, they're actually breaking the law. Other than for a medical emergency, which we will always deal with, regardless of who it is, our clinics are actually specifically for our community members. They're not for tourists. So we would really urge the tourists that if they want to come up to the Kimberley and be tourists, could they please bring their medication, make sure they're vaccinated before they get here, and please respect the fact that our remote communities are closed.
How do clinic staff have to deal with it? I imagine that it could be a fairly awkward situation if someone that's not from the community walks through the front door and wants to get a vaccine.
Yeah, it is a really awkward situation, and it's very difficult for clinicians. So, our Aboriginal health workers, our nurses and our doctors on the ground in those clinics are not used to saying no to people who are seeking medical care of any sort. So it's very difficult for them. But we've made it quite clear to our staff that these people are actually breaking the law now. And if that happens, they need to phone the police.
And I assume that the police have been called on a number of these people now.
So, look, I can't quantify that for you, but we certainly have a very good relationship with the police in our communities, and that's ongoing. And staff education around what the law is regarding these tourists coming into remote communities is something that the police are coming around through our clinics and just reminding everybody of quite frequently now.
Access to remote communities has been a topic of concern. There's still, as you say, a large number of these communities are still closed to people that aren't residents and service providers, definitely closed to tourists coming through. Are the people aware that they're closed? Are they, it's pretty well signed that these communities are closed, or once they're getting there, are they sort of saying, I wasn't aware that it's closed, I wasn't aware that I'm breaking the law?
Yeah, look, there's really no excuse for that. Mm. That law, Direction 3, has been in place for well over 12 months now. At the entrance to all of these remote communities, there's very clear signage. And in some cases, there's actually roadblocks. So there's barrels and road signs across the road. So you actually have to drive around that in order to get down the road into the community. So there's absolutely no excuse for that.
Speaking with Dr. Lorraine Anderson, the Medical Director for the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service this morning, talking about a number of tourists that have gone to remote community clinics expecting to get medical care. These are clinics in communities that are closed to the general public, non-residents and non-service providers, definitely closed to tourists at the moment as part of coronavirus restrictions. What sort of risk are these tourists putting into these communities?
Yeah, look, that's our big concern, is the risk. So, we've got no line of sight over the tourists and where they've come from. We all know that we've got hotspots in various places around Australia, including in WA at the moment. And, since the COVID outbreak, early last year, we've been extremely careful around remote communities, just making sure that that we've got extra layers of protection around community members who are extremely vulnerable to infectious diseases like COVID-19. We're right in the middle of a vaccine rollout. We're, you know, reasonably confident that with time we'll have good vaccination levels across our community members, and they'll then be reasonably safe. But at the moment, we don't have that. And so every tourist that comes into a community is running the risk that they're going to bring in COVID-19 and cause widespread infection and quite possibly devastation in that community. So it's extremely important that people take notice of this.
That's the medical director at the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service, Dr. Lorraine Anderson, speaking with me a short time ago about reports that a number of tourists have travelled in to remote Aboriginal community clinics, primarily, she said there, in Beagle Bay and Bidgidanga, wanting medication to fill up their medication supplies and seeking vaccinations, whether that's the flu shot or the coronavirus vaccine there. Dr. Lorraine Anderson there saying that they're breaking the law by travelling into these communities, that no one is able to travel into those communities if they're not a resident and a service provider, and they won't be given care at the community clinics.